Hey Coheroes, if you're keen to reduce the amount of toxins that you apply to your body, well then today's episode is for you because we're chatting all things natural deodorants with Erica Brook from Erica Brook 100% Natural Skincare. Welcome to the Eco Chat podcast. I'm your host, Laura Trotter, and I'm here to show you how you can create an eco-ceptional life you love without compromising your lifestyle. Tune in for inspiring interviews with real-life eco-heroes, plus my own theories, thoughts, and tips for sustainable living. I'm all about making green mainstream, and I'd love to help you on your eco journey. So let's get started. Erica Brook from Erica Brook 100% Natural Skincare. Now, Erica has a huge passion for natural skincare and green chemistry and is on a mission to help rid nasty chemicals from skincare and deodorants. Now, Erica's natural deodorant creams in particular are gaining a solid reputation in the natural body care space, and I'm actually wearing it today too. I smell amazing, I must say, Erica. So I thought it'd be great to chat to Erica today about all things deodorant. So welcome, Erica. I'm really thrilled to have you here today.
Thank you, Laura. It's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
Cool. So firstly, I'm going to throw it over to you because I know how much all these amazing people in health and wellness and eco-businesses love talking about themselves. No, I'm joking. Everyone's always so modest, but I'm going to do the hardest bit thing first because I'd love to just hear a little bit about you, your business, and what started this natural skincare journey for you, because there's always a great story behind these amazing businesses.
Yes, yeah, you're right. We don't really like talking about ourselves, do we? I'm a mom. I've got two lovely little girls. And I suppose starting the journey was, I grew up in Byron Bay and my mom was a massage therapist. And so, you know, I was exposed to, lots of alternative therapies and watching mum blend essential oils for her massage blends. And I've got lovely memories of her grinding up oats and almonds and things for face scrubs. So it would have stemmed from there. I did move down to back down to Adelaide, and I was living with a girlfriend who's a beauty therapist, and we were about 21, and we just started learning and reading and just figuring out what these ingredients were and knowing without knowing what they were, that they just weren't necessary, and quite scary. So, and especially, you know, her as a beauty therapist being exposed to that all day long, every day. Yeah. So we just said, well, why don't we start our own? Which didn't happen then and there, but, it started, you know, it sparked that interest. And, so just so much reading and learning and
experimenting.
Learning, learning that there wasn't many people doing it and that there was even less people willing to talk about it. And then I moved to Brisbane and I was working in a coffee roast house, and my hands just started, they were just so dry. I was sort of grinding and making coffee all day long, and they were so dry and cracked. And I made just a humble little hand scrub, and it worked really, really well. And my workmates wanted some, and I just sort of snowballed. I didn't want to get a real job when I had to go back to work after having my girls. So I said, I've got to do this. I've got to make it happen. So
yeah. So I guess Erica Brook skincare is just relatively new then. So what? 4 years old, or
I had a different business name, you know, years ago and given it a go, but yeah, the timing obviously wasn't right. And so I've been sort of making and small trade for close to 10 years. But yeah, Erica wow. Brooks Skincare is really the past, 3 years has been me. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess let's talk about the big picture. And I know we're on the same page here, and obviously with all my home detoxes as well. Everyone's really wanting to get a lot more into natural everything, but, you know, especially natural beauty and body products. But why do you believe more and more people should be heading this way, and in particular using a natural deodorant?
I just want less toxins out there in the world, mm-hmm. less nasty toxins out there in the world. And people need to know that natural works better. A natural deodorant does actually work better than
it sure does, especially yours.
yes. We're supposed to sweat. Sweating's natural. Sweat itself doesn't smell, and so people can get a bit freaked out about that. But that's just a normal bodily function. And if we can teach that to kids, the teens. We can start from a really young age, teaching them that, and letting everybody know that the younger the better. If you start natural, that's a healthier life, from the beginning. Just lots of education about nasties in deodorants, and if you're going to stop using any chemical product in your life, a really important one is one that you're putting, so close to your lymph nodes.
Yeah.
That's a really great place to start cutting them out.
Yeah. I think I guess our underarms and obviously our genitals, it's the most sensitive skin in the body, isn't it? It absorbs pretty much everything we put on it.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're going to start somewhere, just let it be there.
Yeah, for sure. Just on the comment you made about sweat, like sweat doesn't smell, what is it that does smell? Obviously the body odor, is it?
It's the bacteria. Yeah. So body odor is caused from two things, so from sweat and from bacteria. So regular deodorants use the aluminium to stop the sweat, or antiperspirants use the aluminium to stop the sweat, but they don't stop the bacteria, whereas a natural deodorant stops the bacteria, not the sweat. And I know what I'd prefer to stop. I'd prefer to stop bad bacteria.
So. Because we need to sweat to cool ourselves down, don't we?
Yeah. We're never going to stop sweating. So, I think I'd prefer to cancel out the bad bacteria. So, and that's the difference. So a natural deodorant will stop the bad bacteria but not the good bacteria. And
That's interesting because I have noticed, I've been wearing natural deodorants, I have tried. I was thinking the other day, how many have I tried? And it would be well over 10 to 15 different ones in the last few years, and making some of my own as well. But, I've noticed that I do sweat, but I don't smell. And I'm a gym goer and quite an active person. It's interesting. I can feel a little bit wet, but I don't smell. Maybe I just can't smell myself, but you know what I mean? I've given some to my husband too.
You're probably not offending anyone. If you're living that healthy lifestyle, you've got less toxins and you're eating quite a healthy diet and whatnot, you're probably not offending anyone. Yeah.
That's true. Okay, so let's just talk about some of the nasties in commercial deodorants. Of course, we've spoken a little bit about aluminium, but there's a few others as well. If we want to, I guess most of the home detoxers listening today are familiar with, the Chemical Maze app. So they're in the habit now of looking up things, or on the Environmental Working Group's Skin Deep database too, where you can look it up. But just in a nutshell, what are some of these nasties that we should be aware of in commercial deodorants?
Yeah, so I spoke about sort of teenagers and kids. And so when we think about teenagers using deodorant, we think of cans, like aerosol cans. So that's my number one. It's aerosols are just unnecessary for deodorant. So aluminium and so all the different aluminium compounds, so they have different names. And then you'll also see one that says potassium alum, and that's typically on the crystal stick deodorant sold in supermarkets or chemists. So it's natural, but sometimes these manufacturers, they can be man-made, or they can be blended with other types of aluminium. And so I would just steer clear of shop-bought crystal stick, supermarket crystal sticks, and get them from a health food store. So parabens is another one. Parabens is not, they don't use it very often in deodorants anymore. And it's they're really easy to read. So your home detoxers will know that paraben is a paraben. They're really easy to read on an ingredient list and becoming less common. So that's great. Talc is a really yucky one that gets put into the sprays, like your Doves and your Nivea's. So when they're spraying an armpit full of Dove, you're getting a lung full of, you know, talc as well at the same time. Okay. So that's really yucky.
Is that the white stuff that can be left on after some of those deodorants?
Yeah, it can be. I mean, it's that would be a combination of different ingredients in there. But yeah, so that can create the white marks. And talc's just unnecessary. Like, so I use organic arrowroot. You know, there's cornstarch and clays. So yeah, talc is unnecessary. So yeah. Fragrances, so synthetic fragrances are really yucky, and they are, you know, they've got the flakelets and the endocrine disruptors, and are in all commercial deodorants. Mm. So whenever you read that word fragrance or perfume, that's a synthetic fragrance. But also in skincare, you've got a synthetic fragrance and you have a natural fragrance. So say if a brand like myself had fragrance on the ingredient list, you can pretty much guarantee that's a natural fragrance, and it's completely different to synthetic fragrances in deodorants or you know, your plug-in air fresheners or your Glen 20s or whatever. So
back onto the teenagers, those cans of Impulse. That's what was in the locker room at school when I was growing up. It's like, people just spray it all over their school uniforms too.
And going through like a can in a week or something, you know, it's totally gross. So if you read the word fragrance on a Rexona can, that's a synthetic fragrance. But if you were to read the word fragrance on an organic skincare label, 9 times out of 10, it would be a natural fragrance. So, but I mean, worth checking if you wanted to ask them. Yeah. And then I suppose like mineral oil is you know, your petroleum derived products. So your mineral oil or your propylene glycol. So it's a natural product too. You know, it comes from the earth, and but it's completely unsustainable, and pumping it out faster than the earth is making it. So it also is known to clog your pores. So if you're putting that under your armpits with the aluminium, you know, it's just double clogging.
I think it's known to be quite irritating to skin too, isn't it?
Yeah, so propylene glycol is a known skin irritant. Yeah, neurotoxin. I mean, they're yucky, you know. So you're going to get your PEGs, so the PEGs, and things. Dimethicone is another one, which just makes it feel smooth. They're probably the least that you'd worry about, those last two, compared to your synthetic fragrances and your parabens. Yeah, so they're the ones that I keep an eye out for.
Yeah, just a few, you know, just one or two.
Just the whole ingredient list.
Yeah.
Just don't use it.
All right, so on the other side of the camp then, so natural deodorants. And as I mentioned, I've tried a few, including some of those crystal sticks, which I just found didn't work for me at all.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I live in quite a warm environment and I do go to the gym and things like that, so they just didn't hold up. So yours... and I have, you know, there's some other good ones out there too, but yours is in particular, it's getting a solid reputation, and I back that up too, because I've found it to be very good. That's what I've used all summer here, and no other natural deodorant has ever really performed well in the summer on a 46 degree day. So, so why do you think that yours is performing better than others?
It's the magic.
What's the secret ingredient? Obviously you don't have to give away any of your IP, but there's obviously there's ones that are clay based, there's some that are the crystal sticks, and there's obviously other bicarb ones as well, but yours seems to have a really good mix of the bicarb and the oil, so it's not gritty when you apply it.
But it's
performing as well. So, yeah, what do you think the secret is?
So natural deodorants that contain salt, a type of salt, whether that's sodium bicarbonate, like baking soda, or whether that's Himalayan salt or magnesium, like I said, that they are going to kill the bacteria that's creating the smell. I think mine is just a lovely balance of the shea, the coconut, the arrowroot, and the baking soda. Mine sort of goes through a long process, so it does take a little while to make it, and it's definitely not rushed. Mine smells beautiful too.
Yeah, it does.
I do lots of beautiful scents. But lots of people find that any baking soda deodorant will work to kill that odour. Mine's got that sort of silky smooth feel to it.
Yeah, it does. It's not, like I said, it's not gritty at all, so it's easy to apply.
And that helps. So the crystal deodorants, I find that they work if you get straight out of the shower and you put it straight on. But if you sort of don't, you get up at, late, or you forget, and then you go to put it on, you've missed the boat, you're going to have to wash your armpits and start again. The sodium bicarbonate is that difference between Himalayan salt or crystal salts, whereas it actually destroys odours. So that's a nice difference. You can be a bit smelly and then put your deodorant on and it will kill all the odour. So it's very handy.
Yeah,
like
you can touch up during the day if you need to.
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's nothing wrong with reapplying either, I think we're trying to find products that just work all day long. But I don't think if there's nothing to worry about if you need to reapply.
Yeah, I don't think it's realistic in, I guess, particularly, I guess we can have listeners all over the world listening to this, but particularly in a really harsh, hot climate in Australia.
And
in the drier climates too, where you're evaporating to keep cool, or sometimes a bit harder in the humid environments, but you're just carrying your sweat all over.
It's true.
I think our deodorants have to work harder.
I'm in Brisbane, and I mean, we're sweating in our sleep during summer. And your sweat will, it will sweat off if you are in a really humid, or you've gone to the gym or whatever. Reapplying is not such a big thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right. Now, transitioning from those people listening today that are still yet to transition from a commercial deodorant to a natural deodorant, especially a bicarb deodorant, I realise and appreciate that there's quite a little bit of a transition or process or things we can do to make it a bit smoother, because some people do tend to break out in red bumps under their arms when they've made that switch, and I guess get a little bit disheartened and think, I'm having a reaction to this, and go back to what they've always known. So are you able to explain why this occurs, or got some words of wisdom to help people get through this process? Obviously we want more people on natural deodorant, so we just got to get through that little detox period, I guess.
It occurs because sodium bicarbonate is a pH level of 9, and our skin is 5.5. So it's vastly different. And so if you've been using, using a regular deodorant for like 25 years, it's understandable that some people's skin might have a little freak out, because you're sort of backing up those sweat glands and leaving those toxins inside, so that when you allow them to open and flow fully, and then you put on the sodium bicarbonate, it's understandable that some skin might have a little freak out. So not everyone, and that's the other thing, it doesn't happen to everyone, and some people can just change over and be totally fine. you know. Yeah. So, and other people find they do have an issue. I would recommend when you do start using it, do drink enough water. Make sure you're flushing, like with any detox.
Yeah.
Make sure you're flushing your system out. Start off slow, so don't use loads. Start off slow. Never use it before shaving, after shaving, because you'll expose that really soft baby fresh skin, and that may cause irritations. Give it a go, because you know not everybody's going to react to it. But I did write my blog the other day, and so there's some really good facts and points. If you're putting these types of deodorants on and you find that you're starting to get a little irritation or you're getting a little itchy, I would say stop and do the pit detox. Don't keep applying and just see what will happen. I would say stop and do your pit detox. There's also things like if you're only reacting under one arm, then it's really, really common to have a fungal infection under your arm. Mm-hmm. So I would go talk to a doctor and see if that's the case, and then sort that out, because you might not be reacting to the sodium bicarbonate. It might be a fungal infection.
Yeah, well, that's good to know.
Yeah, and really common, like far more common than you would think. So both myself and my partner both had one years ago. I have spoken to so many people, and not just fungal infections. A staph infection is really common as well. So it might not be the sodium bicarbonate. It also might be an essential oil that doesn't agree with you. So yeah, there's lots of factors. Yeah, worth figuring out.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess you're talking about the pit detox, so I'll pop the link below this into, obviously, so people can come and have a read about the pit detox. But just to sum it up quickly, would you mind just sharing what's involved in a pit detox, so people that are listening?
So it's really getting some bentonite clay, which is a really detoxing clay, like a tiny bit of apple cider vinegar, and some water, and making that into a paste, applying that twice a day for 7 to 10 days. And after you wash that off, so after it's dry and you wash that off, I like to suggest using hemp seed or black seed or coconut oil. Apply that. It's best if you don't use deodorant during your detox time, but that's not possible.
So make the switch in winter.
Winter's ideal. Yeah. If you do it in winter, it's ideal. And use a crystal deodorant. Don't use a sodium bicarbonate deodorant during your detox time, and certainly don't use aluminium deodorant. So that sort of chopping and changing between aluminium and sodium bicarbonate deodorant is just going to slow the process down. So 7 to 10 days, make sure you're drinking enough water during your pit detox, and try not to shave while you're doing it too. Be really gentle.
Is that all wax as well? Because I've always been a waxer under my arm, so for like 20 odd years,
Well, try and time it right, you know, if you can, because you know you don't need to, you know, you can wax and you should be fine for 7 to 10 days. So try and time it right, be nice and gentle on your pits while you're doing it. And then when you go to reintroduce these deodorants, go really slow again. So maybe use them every other day, and a really tiny amount, and just see how you go. And then in the end, if you find it's not working for you, not everything is for everyone, and that's why there's so many great deodorants out there. And I am working on a sodium bicarbonate free deodorant, so that'll be handy for those who can't use it. So
yeah, but that's great to add to your mix too.
Yeah. I mean, there are, you know, there are lots of people who can't use them and have tried and still find. But yeah, I mean, not everything works for everyone. But
that's true.
Most of the time, people come out of this pit detox totally fine and being able to use them.
Yeah. Some great words of advice there. And I've actually got another question, because you've also got your double strength one, so the super the super one. So is that more for males, do you find? Or sorry for the male listeners today.
Well, my partner doesn't use it. My partner actually uses the neroli and vanilla. And he loves that. So some people are smellier than others, whether they're leading a healthy lifestyle or not. It's just how it goes. I don't recommend people start off on the double strength, because it can, you know, people can react to it. Even when they are totally fine on a regular strength one, it can be a little bit too strong for them. It is double strength on the sodium bicarbonate, not on the essential oils. Yeah. Or, you know, if you're going to be out all day and you want to use that one, it does have a bit more staying power than the other one. Yeah.
Wow. I gave that one to my husband to try. Just slipped it into his little bag. Try this one, love.
I use it when I still have a weekend job, so I use it when I go to my weekend job.
Gee, I don't know how you fit it all in, Erica.
neither do I.
Yeah. Cool. All right, well, fantastic. You've given really valuable advice and information today, and for anyone that's listening that would love to find out more about you and try some of your amazing products, not just deodorants, obviously some items from your other range as well, where can they best find you?
So my website is ericabrook.com.au, and I've got loads of products on there to try. A great little trial pack as well that's quite popular.
That's a great idea. And do you ship internationally or just within Australia?
To some countries, so UK, America, Hong Kong, New Zealand, the moment, yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
All right, and I believe you've got a special offer for listeners today too.
Yes, so you can come and use your discount code, which is HOMEDETOX15, and so pop that in at the end at your checkout and you'll get your 15% off the whole
order. Yeah. For their first order.
Yes, for your first order. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thanks so much, Erica. That's really, really generous. And thanks again. I wish you all the very best and, getting your amazing range of body products and deodorant creams out to the world.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot.
Well, there you go, guys. I encourage you to go and check out Erica's website at ericabrook.com.au and use that discount code HOMEDETOX15, and that's the number 15, to get 15% off your first order. Very generous offer there from Erica. You will love her products, and in particular her natural cream deodorants, which I've been testing them out myself, and they are a top performer, as you have heard today. Now, Erica is also a guest expert in my Home Detox Bootcamp. Normally, interviews like these are just part of the exclusivity of the Home Detox Bootcamp, but I really wanted to share this one today because deodorants are something that all of us are applying to our body day in and day out, which is why it's so important to switch to a natural one. So I wanted to share Erica's story and her tips on doing the pit detoxes and also why you should switch to a natural deodorant with everyone. But of course, if you're keen to hear from a lot more of my guest experts on the topic of removing toxins from your home and your life, so be it personal body care, your cleaning, your household, your kitchen, everything, head on over to homedetoxbootcamp.com and pop your name on the waiting list so you're notified of when I open it for next round, which is hopefully going to be later in 2016. And of course, if you loved today's episode and Eco Chat with Erica, please leave a review in iTunes. And you'll need to do that by going into iTunes, I think on your computer, and clicking all the way through to iTunes Eco Chat with Laura Trotter and hitting on the ratings and reviews tabs. By you leaving a review, it will help so many more people find my podcast and the important messages that we're sharing with everyone. So, okay, I look forward to reading your review, and go out there, try switching to a natural deodorant, and check out Erica's for sure, and go out there and help make green mainstream. listening to the EcoChat podcast. I'm Laura Trotter. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love you to subscribe, share with your friends, and leave a review in iTunes. And if you're keen to continue the conversation, head on over to my website, lauratrotter.com, where you can also pick up your free copy of my e-guide, 11 Steps to Ecofire Your Home and Your Life. Catch you there.